Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody.
Amen. You were listening to It's Working. Amen. How many know it's working for your good? For the Bible say all things work together for the good to them that love the Lord and to them that are called according to God's purpose. Oh, I'm so thankful to be in the land of the living today. I'm so thankful that things are working together for my good. I'm so thankful that I love the Lord. I'm thankful, hallelujah, for another opportunity to give God some glory and to give him some praise. Amen. This is the day that the Lord has made. Truly, I will rejoice and be glad in it. We just like to take this opportunity to welcome each and every one of you all to a time of reflection with New Destiny Ministries, where we are empowering souls for destiny. How many know we have a destiny? Ah, glory to God. And we have grace and favor on our lives because we serve the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings. We serve an awesome God. We serve a God that can't fail, won't fail, and will never fail. Amen. We serve a God that can't lie. Amen. Every promise that he has in this word, from Genesis to Revelation, it won't be altered, it won't be changed, and he will fulfill it. Amen, amen. We're just so blessed today. I tell you, I thank God for each and every one of you. Thank God for Sister Ruby being with us today. Amen, hallelujah. Thank God for just being here with us to celebrate what God is doing. Truly, we thank God for each one of you. We have a special treat today, and I'm excited. Woo, God, I'm excited. You know what excites me? When you can love people genuinely, and there's never no mess, there's never no chaos, there's never no confusion, there's never no gossip, there's never no backbiting. How many would love to meet people like that? And people that you can cherish and love on, and you can do it with a pure heart, a sincere heart. Well, our special guest today, she's not a guest, but she's very special. Amen. And we have come to love her, so I tell you. But we're going to get right on into what God has for us. But we're going to ask our prophetess, Vanessa Gambrell, to open up with the word of prayer for us on today. And we're going to get right on into the segment because I'm excited about this topic this week. Healing for our issues. How many need some healing? Amen. And don't ever say, you know, don't ever say, I don't have any issues. Every day you wake up, there's going to be some issues for you to deal with. If it's no more than having to get out the bed and comb your hair, hallelujah, sometimes that becomes an issue because you're trying to figure out what kind of way I'm going to do my hair today. Amen. Sometimes when you get out the bed, you done slept crazy and you might have a crook in your neck. That's an issue for today. Amen. So we're dealing with healing for our issues. Many times we, you know, life is what it is. And we're going to always have some issues when it's pertaining to life. If it's dealing with our family, if it's dealing with our children, dealing with the church, dealing with things that's happening in our community, in our nation as a whole, guess what? Those are issues. Everyday issues that we, everyday challenges that whether we like it or not, we have to deal with them. Amen. So we're just excited about Mother being with us today. And again, I have Prophetess Gambrell's line open. We're going to ask her to open up with prayer, and then we're going on from there. God bless you, Prophetess Gambrell. How are you today?
I'm good. God bless everybody. Glad to be here today. Dear Heavenly Amen. Father, in the name of God, first of all, we want to come to you with thanksgiving, God, giving you the thanks for everything that you have done, God, even the things that you have not done, God. We're thanking you in advance, God, for you know what every one of our needs are, God. You said that you would supply for every need that we have, God. So we give you the thanks and we give you the praise and we give you the glory on today, God, for the things that you are taking care of concerning us, God. And right now, God, I ask you as the speaker, speak today, God. Open up our ears, God, that not only do we hear, but we hearken to the words that take place, God. God, I'm asking surgery on our hearts, God, that every issue, every issue that is in our heart, God, that it be surgically removed on today. As the words go forth, God, that it'll be a bone that be applied and it be healed, every wound, every scar, everything that separates us from you, God, that causes that,
thank you, God.
God, that we deal with them as the word come forth out of your servant on the day, that we are yield to what you are saying, and we'll say yes, and we'll be mended in the midst of it in love, in peace, in harmony, in unity, as body in Christ in the kingdom, that we shall be helpers of each other and love one another, each other up and encourage one another. God, I pray this forth, I speak this forth on the day that this show take place as the word goes forth and proceedeth out of your servant's mouth, God, that it be applied where it needs to be applied. And the
thank
things that
you
know, that are open the wayside in the name of Jesus, that no offense would take place. Nothing that hinders the word that came forth on the day, but it shall accomplish what it goes forth to do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, woman of God. Thank you. Hallelujah. Truly, again, we're excited about Mother being on the line with us. And as I'm looking at the switchboard, I see some natives of Oakland. Pastor Beatrice Morton, so good to see you on the line today. Sister T, amen. Good to see her. She's out of Oakland, amen. Sister Ruby is right there in Stockton, California. So we have some Californians on this line today, Mother Richard. And we thank God for Mother Charity being with us today, God. Thank God for our co-host, Sister Ruby. Amen. We're just so excited. Amen. Amen. And I called Mother early this morning. I've been meaning to call her. But this morning as I was driving, heading up to my mother's house, God put Mother in my spirit, and it was, I'm still dealing with this time zone. I haven't got acclimated to this time zone yet, so it was about something to 9 this morning, which meant that it was all going on 7 o'clock there in Oakland, California. So I said, well, Mother gets up early, I'm going to call this number while she's on my mind, and invited Mother to come on and speak for us today. And I tell you, she's a woman of wisdom. She's a woman of knowledge. She's a woman that loves God. Amen. She's a mother. Amen. I think of about 14 children. Amen. A grandmother. Amen. And she has just been an encourager. She has been someone that we can call on and we can counsel with, and she would give us wisdom and give us godly instructions. Amen. And anybody should appreciate a mother and a grandmother of this nature. Amen. We met Mother over on the Circle of Love broadcast, where I first heard about this Blog Talk Radio over 3 years ago. Amen. Almost 3 years ago. Amen. And she just has been a jewel. Amen. We've been at a mother's home in Oakland, California, and have been there to eat with her and sup with her. And I tell you, she's just genuine and she's pure and she's sincere about her walk with God. She's sincere about kingdom work. Amen. She also hosted a broadcast called Grandma's Touch on, was it Grandma's Touch, Mother, or Grandma's Aid?
No, Grandma's Touch.
Grandma's Touch with the Circle of Love, and they have dismantled that Blog Talk Radio, so they're no longer on. Amen, but Mother is still in our heart, and we certainly appreciate her and appreciate her making the sacrifice to come and minister the word to us on today. So with no further ado, we'd like to present to some and introduce to others our mother, Mother Mother Mildred Richard of Oakland, California. God bless you, Mother.
And God bless you, and I thank you for inviting me today to speak to the audience and to give me this privilege again. I appreciate it. I thank God that I'm honored to be able to be with you all. The fellowship is so wonderful. And I just give God the glory and the honor for all that he do for me. You know, the scripture tells us that we, our gifts, will make room for us. And so I'm thanking God, because when God have a time for you, he will touch someone's heart and say, okay, ask them, call them, because he's making room. And I'm grateful for that, because when we let the Lord direct us, everything works according to the will of God. So I give honor to God today, and to each one of you that's listening, you're precious in the sight of God. And God loves his people because he created us in his image, in his likeness. And he wants us to do his will. And we say that we are Christians and that we are soldiers of the cross. We need to walk in that manner. We need to do what God has called us to do. And I just like to say a little prayer before I get started, because I have to depend on God. I can't just say what I know. I know certain scriptures. I want God to speak, because his word does not go out void and return back to him except he to accomplish what it went out there for. So I'm hoping that I can encourage someone today to even stand still, or to go forward, or to do whatever God has called them to do. So, Father, in the name of your son Jesus, I'm asking you to increase our faith as we read your word, as we study your word. Give us a love for your word, that we may walk in truth, and that we may be free in the name of Jesus from all issues of life. They are burdening us down. They will cause us to be weak and cause us to think wrong. But because you gave your life, Jesus, that we may be free in the spirit, we can live and not worry. We can run and not be weary. And we just thank you for everything. We give you glory and honor. And we want to lift up your name in the name of Jesus, that you may provide for us the nourishment we need today in this service. And we'll give you glory and honor in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. And we're talking today about healing from our issues. You know, everybody have issues one way or the other, from one thing or the other. But Jesus said, I came that you may have life. I don't want you to have issues. I want you to have life, and I want you to be free in your spirit, that you can keep your mind on me, and I'll keep you in perfect peace. You don't need issues burden you down. We're going to have them, but they don't have to burden you down. They don't have to cause you to backslide. You don't have to be burdened with carrying them around. And some people get so balled up in issues, they become weak. They get out the will of God, and then they start complaining, and everybody hears them say, oh, I want to hear that today. I don't heard that so much. So the Lord is saying, you need a healing. You need to be healed. But when we get weak in the faith, we don't read our Bibles like we should, we running with people that gossip a lot, we have a tendency to gossip too. That's why the Lord tell us we need to watch our company. Bad company will destroy all your good manners. You running with them long enough.
Go ahead, Mother.
People who gossip a lot, or tell you about another person and have you hating them, you don't even know their name. That is not the will of God. I know Proverbs 3:30 says, strive not with a man without a cause. Sometimes you don't even have a cause to hate anybody. You're just going by what somebody said. You got an issue, honey. You need to be healed from that. You sick. That's not God's will. He came that we may have life, not try to kill somebody. He says, strive not with a man without a cause, if he have done thee no wrong. And you see this all the time. people gossip to tell you, you know what, I heard that she or he did this or he did that. No, you need to hear what the Spirit is saying to you, because you are the church. You need to hear what the Spirit is saying from the Word of God, not what somebody's telling you about another sister or brother. And then you're weak enough to take that situation, all that gossip you heard, and spread it out there and cause other people to hate that person. They don't even know them. They don't know anything about them. But the Bible says if we're going to be healed, we need to be healed from all that foolishness. That's just a lot of foolishness, and we need to be healed. And we go around telling people we love the Lord. I got a mighty burning fire. You better watch out for that mighty burning fire to burn up everything you have. You need the fire like a burning fire. You need something, that spiritual fire from heaven that God gives us. The last thing that left heaven was the Holy Spirit. You need that. That's the kind of fire you need. Shut up in your bones. That when you say, I'm not going to do it, you can't help it. You got to go do it. Yeah, I don't want to talk to them, but that mighty burning fire said, yeah, you go. You go talk to them. I don't want to love them. That fire inside of you that came from heaven says, yes, go. Because that's what Jesus would do. But that other fire would tell you, oh, hate them. And tell everybody else you know to hate them. That is your need to be healed. You need to be healed from that. Let me tell you something. There was a man named King David in the Bible. He had an issue. That man loved women. That man loved women. But his issue this particular time was he saw another man's wife bathing, and he liked what he saw. He had 300 concubine women waiting to be married to him, and 700 women that he was already married to. The brother had a problem. That brother had a problem. Being king, he could do that. But he had an issue that needed to be healed. And when he took the man's wife and had a child by her, and had her husband killed, that brother needed to be healed. He had an issue that needed to be healed. But, oh, God saw it. You can't get away from God. He said, my eye is in every place. I see the good and I see the bad. You can't get away from God because he's everywhere. He said that issue right there need to be healed. He's a leader, and the leaders of my people sometimes call them to error. He is wrong. So God sent a prophet to him and told him about his evil work. Don't you know Isaiah said, lift up your voice like a trumpet in Zion and show my people a transgression. Point it out to them. And point it out to the house of Israel. Don't you know that sin goes on if we don't point it out? We make people believe they're doing okay, and we know they're dead wrong when we don't say anything to them about their sin. People in leadership need to be able to have a life that shines out, that God respects, that God honors, and they can stand up with our folks knowing about their evil works in their lives and being hypocritical and declare that God said, you need to come out of that corner because you can't hide, and get rid of that issue that you have. Don't you know, the Bible tells us that we need to study to show ourselves approved unto God. Don't try to please these people. They need the same thing you need, a little more Jesus. That's what they need. They need the same thing you need, but we try to please people. We want people to give us honor. We want them to pat us on our back and tell us we're doing all right. You can't do nothing without Christ. You can't do nothing without the Lord. If it was not for the Lord loving you, you couldn't even raise your hand. You couldn't even move your foot. So we need to get rid of all these issues. That's why I ask God, help me, Lord. I don't want to teach something I don't live. I don't want to say things that's not real. Help me. I cry out all the time. If it's me, fix me. I want God to have me in the right place, saying the right thing at all times, because I got to give an account to the Lord myself. And when these messages come about, they start with the messenger. Then it goes out to the other people. We should be anointed enough to teach God's word, and nobody can come and say, ooh, no, I saw them do this and I saw them do that. If it's a lie, it won't stand. and you can hold your head up and walk right through them demons if they lying on you. But if that's the truth, you hang your head every time. We don't need that. God gave us a spirit of love and not fear. And we can, and he gives us holy boldness. When he gives us a job to do, he gives us holy boldness. Go and do this job and do it this way. And I tell you, God will bless us. We don't need all these issues. What we need is faith in God. You know, I had some people, they don't seem to be able to catch it. You can teach and teach and teach, and some folks don't seem like they can get it at all. Sit up under the word year after year after year, and they don't seem to get it because they don't change. You know what happened? Their mind is not there. They think it way somewhere else while the word of God is going forth. And they don't catch it. It's passing right on by them. And they go home the same way they came. They don't know anything. Woo, we have a time today. What are you preaching about? I don't know. But it sure was good. How you know something is good and you ain't ever tasted it, tested it, tried it, or anything? We need to get rid of these issues. The Lord said, cast all your cares on me, for I care about you. Now, I love you enough to do whatever you ask me to do, and I will, because he's not a man that he should lie. He will, if he promised us something, he certainly will do it. We don't need all these issues in our lives. Sometimes we so worried about other people. People come in, and they look nice, they smell good, and they trying to get in the service, and we talking about, child, look at that hat. You got an issue, honey. You need to be healed. Child, I wouldn't wear that. I wouldn't, and you looking terrible, more worse than the person you're talking about. People talk and gossip right in the pews when God is not talking to them sinners on the street. When he give us instruction, he's talking to the church. Be why? Because he loves us. He's correcting us. It's just like in the home. When the mother and father is correcting their children, they're not talking to the neighbor next door. They're talking to their children. I don't want you to do this, and I don't want you to do that. I want you to hear what I'm saying to you and obey me. Well, the scripture says, if you live godly, you shall suffer. People, oh, yeah, it's coming. Live godly. Get rid of sin. Get rid of hatred. Get rid of jealousy, because jealousy is cruel as the grave. When people are jealous of you, they can't treat you right. They got an issue. They got an issue. They can't treat you right. They can't even, they'll lie to you every time. I love you and know they hate you. But you know what? They need to be healed. There's healing in the word of God. There's deliverance in the word of God. There's peace in the word of God. He said, if you keep your mind on me, get off of them people's clothes. Get off of the husband and wife because they're living good and they're getting along. The devil wants to tear that up, and he got some folks he can send and almost tear down. But we have to be strong enough to stand on the word of God that the enemy cannot touch us. We have to stand. We have to be covered by the blood, and then his anointing will come in and destroy everything that's trying to tear down what God has built up. The Bible told us, don't strive with people without a call. You've got no business calling them people. You don't have no business getting into their business, talking about them, wondering how they do things and how you do that. Let me tell you something. Faith is all we need. Faith in God is all we need. I wanted a new car last month. And I would get up in the morning after I prayed. I would get up in the morning and go look out into my driveway. And my daughter said, Mother, what is wrong with you? Why you keep doing that? I said, honey, I'm looking for a new car. She said, you got to be kidding. I'm looking for a new car. I'm just exercising my faith. Because the Lord said, if your ways please me, I will give you desires of your heart. I want a new car. I said, my car's too old. I had an accident in my car, and my nice Lincoln Continental. I love that car. I had an accident, and it tore it up, tore it out. And I said, well, I need another new car. But I didn't get one right away. I went and bought a small little Toyota, and it gave me such good service, and it was just such a nice little car. I loved it. But then it was a used car, and I said, I want me a new car. I just want it. And the Lord said, I give you the desires of your heart if your ways please me. So every morning I'd exercise my faith. I'd just get up and look in my driveway. And my daughter kept saying, Mother, what's wrong with you? I said, child, I'm exercising my faith. I'm looking for a brand new car. 3 weeks later, a bank sent me a paper in the mail, said, you have been approved for a $30,000 car. Been approved. Just bring the letter in. I said to my son, I said, you believe this kind of stuff? He said, go see. Then you find out if they lying or not. I said, I believe God is going to put me in a new car. He said, well, go see. I'll go with you because I want to see if they lying too. We went to the new car lot. I presented the letter to the man. He said, oh, you've been approved. This is one of our letters. I said, okay. He said, well, you can be approved up to a $30,000 car. I said, sir, I'm a widow woman. Don't take me that high. Bring it back down. And I said, what about that $20,000 or $15,000? He said, we got a new car for that, too. I said, it's just me and all I need is transportation. I tell you, we went out there and we looked. I said, let me test drive this one right here. Test drive it. I liked it. And the man said, it's yours. You can drive it home. And I said, well, I don't have a down payment right now. And my son said, well, how much down payment do she have to have? He said, well, if she got $500. He said, I got that in my pocket right now. My son put the $500 down. I said, well, I have some at home, but I'll have to go home and get mine and bring it back. He said, that's okay. You can do it like that. Honey, I drove a new car home to get the rest of the money and been driving it ever since. He says, your ways please me. Get rid of those issues. Get yourself healed. Ask God to create in you a new heart and renew a right spirit within you and then test it out to see if it works. I tested out that faith in God, and I'm driving a brand new car right now. You don't need all of that, those issues, all those bad thoughts and old evil mind and being jealous of people and other people's business, gossiping and going on. What you need is faith in God. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. We have to have faith in God. Don't you know, even if you make a mistake, Jesus created us, God created us in his image and in his likeness. And then Jesus loved us enough to die for us and pay for all the wrongdoings we had done. What are you laying it up there for? Use it. That's like money you have and you don't even use it and you eat out of somebody's garbage can. What good is it? Use what God has given you. He gave you faith, and he said, you don't need a whole lot of it. I'm going to give you a little bit. You use it, it'll work for you. That's all you need is just a little bit of faith. And we, you know what? When we seek God, ask him for what we want, we know we're going to suffer. We know the devil is after us. He don't want us to grow stronger. He don't want us to do all these different things, to live right and being blessed of the Lord. He don't want that. He doesn't want it. We know his worst. When he come after us, we know that he is after us trying to tear down what God has built up. And you know what Jeremiah said in the 3rd chapter in the 14th verse? He said, turn, O backsliding children, to the Lord. If you've done wrong, it's not over. If you made a mistake, it's not over. You've been jealous. It's not the end of the life or end of the world. Turn. Do like John the Baptist said, repent, 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 and come on back to the Lord. He's married to you. All you have to do is come on back to the Lord, ask him to forgive you, renew a right spirit, and do you know what? He'll accept you. His hands are outstretched all day long. He will accept you. He says, for I am married unto you, and I will take you one of a city. I'll take you like a whole city or two of a family, and I will bring you to Zion, bring you back to the church. He'll take you, if it's a whole nation of people who want to come back to God, he said, I'll take you that way. If it's just two of y'all in a family and both of y'all want to come to me, I'll take it that way. If it's just one and then you're holding up your hands, say, Lord, help me, he said, I'll do it that way. Just come on back, repent. But when you repent and ask God to forgive you, in your heart and in your mind, in your thoughts, you should be saying, I don't ever want to do that again. Because that's repentance, begotten sorrow that you did anything wrong. And the whole world have been wrong. We all have been wrong. And we had to repent and ask God to forgive us and accept us into the family of faith. We all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So, hey, turn around. You know what? Everybody need a job if they want to have something in life, because ain't nobody going to give you anything. They don't owe you anything. So at one time I was so broke and needed a job. I said, Lord, I need a job. I need a job. And a lady woke me up early one morning, 5 o'clock. She said, did I hear you say you wanted a job? I said, ooh, yes, I do. She said, get up and go with me. A lady quit yesterday. See, and if you really want something, God will open up a way for you.
Jesus.
He'll open up a door for you. I went there and worked 12 years on that job. The man didn't even fire me. He came in. He said, who is this? She said, well, this is a lady that I brought for a job, because yesterday, you know, that lady quit. And he said, yeah, I need somebody. Is she expensive? He said, let me show you. We had been there 2 hours working, and so I could catch on. And by the time the man came in, we had so much work going on. He said, well, she looked like she'd do it okay. I stayed there 12 years. I'd never even seen inside that place before. God will open up a door. He will open up your understanding and let you understand how to do things. If you are willing and obedient, you don't need to carry around all these dead issues. You don't need to do that. You know, and then sometimes you done suffered and suffered and suffered and went through, and God is blessing you for your faithfulness and for your suffering and your obedience, and then people get jealous, and they give you a bad time. They'll strive with you for no reason whatsoever. They want you to give up. The devil had told them, go get them. Go get them. They're getting too close to God. They're getting too powerful, getting too strong. They're too blessed. And them people will come direct to the church. They'll sit in the audience, roll their eyes at you, look at you funny, and you say, what's the matter? Oh, no, you know, I love you. We need to get rid of all that stuff. We need to go back to the old landmark and be real for Jesus. We need to seek his faith until we know we heard and found him. We need to do the will of God. This world is left in the hands of the church. And if the church has lost its saving power, what good are we? We don't need these issues of life. We need Jesus. We need Jesus. We need to go through. We need to bow our knee. We need to find Christ in our heart, and we need to love him and love one another. We can take the city. We can take the city as Christians. We can take the city. We can love the Lord with all our heart. Do you know, some people don't even study the word of God. The Bible done told us, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Do you know Jesus had 12 disciples? They were grown men with families. But he had to teach them how to follow him. They didn't know anything about following Jesus and how to do. Peter let them know, I'll fight and cuss in a minute. Yeah, but I love Jesus. Well, that's the way some of us is. But hey, Jesus told Peter, go to the upper room and stay there until you be endued with power. That's what the church needs now is power. We don't need to just do things because we know how to do it. We don't need to be on program because we know the formality. We need to have power to do it. We need to be anointed to do it. We need to be able to do it so other people desire to serve the Lord in the name of Jesus. We need that power. We need that joy. We need joy running over. We need our souls and our hearts full of joy. The joy of the Lord is the strength of the saints. We need that strength. We need it. We need the Lord to give us holy boldness so we can speak the words of the Lord and do God's will. We don't need to be in all this foolishness going on. Let me tell you, some people don't even know how to seek the Lord for what they want. They think they can do anything and then go to heaven. Oh, yeah, you can go there, but are you going to stay? He going to put up with that foolishness? No. If we really love the Lord, like we said, Jesus said, if you love me, you're saying you're a Christian, you're saying you love me. If you love me, get rid of them issues. Cast all your cares on me. Give them to me. Let me handle them. And I want you to be free. I want you, and this is why he wants us to be free. He said, be ye therefore, Ephesians 5:1, be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. How are you going to follow him raising all that hell? All that gossip. All that ungodly stuff. He don't want that. He's not going to have it. He's not going to have it. You're not doing anything for him. That's why he said in the day when judgment, people are going to say, well, Lord, I did this in your name. I healed the sick and I prayed and this and that. He said, I don't know anything about that. You might have did it, but you didn't do it to me because I didn't accept it. I didn't accept that. That stuff you was doing, it stuck in my nostrils. I don't want to have anything to do with it. You didn't walk as a dear child. You were out there on your own. And then it says, and walk in love. Why do he say walk in love? You know why? Because God himself is love. That's all he is, a whole lot of love. You don't have love, you don't have God. If you have love in your heart, then you've got God in there, and he's directing you in the right path. He'll direct you, lead you, he'll guide you in all truth and righteousness, and you won't carry all those heavy burdens. He said, get rid of them heavy burdens. Give them to me and take mine up on you because my burdens are light. My burdens won't weigh you down. They're not too heavy. He said, why don't you walk in love as Christ also has loved us and has given himself for us an offering. He gave himself as an offering for us. He paid the price for us to live holy. And he was a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling Savior. You know what? You can go to church sometime and you smell good and people are, I don't know why they wear that perfume. People are so ignorant, but when they can afford to wear perfume, they don't want you to say anything about it. What I said, the Bible said do everything decent and in order. Don't put on so much that you drive folk way back away from you. Wear it in modest apparel. Put it on modest where it just you just smell nice among yourself, to your husband and to yourself and to your family. Don't wear it too heavy. Do everything decent and in order. Wear it modest. And then it says here in the third verse, but, now listen to this now. There's a but. And anytime you get your but out the way, it's going to be all right for Christ. It says, but fornication. You hear that? Fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becoming saints. Saints don't do that. Ain't no booty calls for saints. It ain't no shacking up for saints. He
come
can
on,
get rid of all of that. That's a weight. That is an issue. And we have so much of it going on now, and people don't want to say anything about it. But Isaiah said you better lift up your voice like a trumpet. The trumpet is loud sounds. It'll wake up the dead.
Ooh.
Lift your voice up and tell them people they're wrong. Tell them in love. You don't have to beat them over the head. You say, that's not God's will. That's not scripture. Jesus told that woman at the well she was wrong, and she accepted it and went and set the whole city on, told the whole city about it. And those people had to run, come see a man that told her everything she had done. See, you can get the word over to people once you make a change. Can't you hear the Spirit say make a change? Can't you hear the Lord talking to you, saying you're a Christian? Can't you hear that? Make a change, make a change, make a change. Get rid of all of that baggage. Get rid of all those issues. Get rid of it and let God clean you up. Number four in Ephesians 5 and 4, it says neither filthiness. Sometimes people can think ugly, think evil. Oh, filthy imagination, thinking all that filthiness, nor foolish talking. Sometimes people just talk crazy. Girl, what are you talking about? I'm talking about this and that. That's a bunch of foolishness. Let it go. It doesn't
let
mean
it.
We should even let that kind of stuff come out of our mouth. Nor foolish talking, nor jesting, telling old jokes. Not convenient. That's not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. For this you know, that no homemonger, unclean person, nor covetous man who is an idolater has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Don't say you can do all that mess and go to heaven. You go there, but honey, he'll put chains on you and throw you into a lake of fire. Once you stand before that judgment and he don't find your name in the book of life, you're in trouble. This is our dressing up room. This is our school room. This is our preparation room. We need to get it together now so we can be ready when he comes. because he said he's coming like a thief in the night. We ain't going to have time to get ready. We're not going to have time to ask somebody to forgive us. We're not going to have time to get it together. We have to do this day by day. Because why? This is real. The word of God is powerful. It's quick and it's sharp. It'll tear you up if you ain't living right. We need to get rid of all that stuff. And some people try to be slick. The devil, they let the devil just use them any kind of way to find out somebody's business and go tell it to somebody else. Oh, come on. Why would you do that to your sister? Why would you do that to your brother? We all going to, if we make it to heaven, we all going to be there. And it's going to be, everybody going to be there standing on their own, giving account of their deeds done in their body. And if you miss out, it's going to be a mess. You're going to be in trouble with God. And, honey, if you're in trouble with God, can't nobody deliver you out of it. And let me tell you, if you want to be blessed, the Lord said all you have to do is let your ways please me. Don't commit adultery, don't lie, don't steal, and all this other stuff. And stay away from gossip and jealousy and envy and strife. Get rid of that's the devil's package. That's his insurance for you. God's insurance is life and it more abundantly. God pays in dividends. He gives you something that makes you happy. He said his blessings make him rich and adds no sorrow. Why wouldn't you want to choose him? Why wouldn't you want to choose him? He'll bless you, honey. He can bless you anywhere you go. He can take you from the cotton field and put you in a White House. And I'm telling you, God, why not choose him? He done paid the price for you. And when he gives you a gift, use it to the glory and honor of God. Even if people are jealous of you and they try to push you around, stand on God's words. I know God said he's a very present help in trouble. I know he's coming to my aid. I know he said he don't want me broke all the time and living from pillar to post. He said all the silver and gold is mine, all of it. I don't care where you go, even the money you don't even understand. You don't know what the volume of it is. He said, that's still my money. Oh, that's mine. All the silver and gold is mine. Now, if you broke and need some money, ask God. Cast all your cares on him. Why get jealous because somebody else done suffered, cried all night long, done suffered for years, and God blessed them for their faith. Now you want to go tear them down by talking about them. Come on, that's not the way saints do things. We need to be healed. Honey, you sick. You sick. I don't care if it's a man, woman, boy, or girl. We need to be healed from that foolishness. That is not God. You cannot grow in the Lord. You just there messing around. You just there on program. You just there doing something because you know how it's done. But you're not progressing. You're not progressing. That gift is not being used. That God, it's just laying dormant. We need Jesus. And we need him now. We don't know when death is going to come. We don't know how long we have him. Let's do it now. Don't put off tomorrow what you need to do today. Let God bless you. What about yourself? Get yourself together. Lord, help me. We used to sing a song years ago in the church. Help me. Help me. Help me, Lord. And we just keep saying that same thing. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. We say it until we felt his help. And he helped us to overcome issues in our lives. Until we was healed from all ungodliness. Until we could pray and he could hear and answer our prayers. We prayed unto the Lord. And God gave us the victory. He gave us the victory. And I love him. I appreciate him. And I thank God today that I stay with God. Oh, when I made a mistake, ain't none of us perfect, honey. We haven't lived. We try to be perfected in everything we do. But then you make a mistake, you better ask God to forgive you. And keep on moving. There is life after everything. There's life after mistakes. There's life after death. There's life after being broke. There's life after losing something you work hard for. Keep moving. Do not stop. That's what the devil wants you to do. Stop along the way and give up. Don't ever give up. The Lord's breath is in your body because the Lord says if you fall, a righteous person falls seven times, he will pick you up. If you're righteous, you're calling on the name of the Lord, and you stumble and fall, he says, I'll pick you up. I'm not going to let you lay there. You belong to me. And he says, whatsoever you do to my little one, you've done that to me. So we have to be careful how we treat one another. Get rid of your issues and start coming up against a person without an all. Oh, you don't have nothing to go on messing with that person, putting their name on the highway, causing confusion in people's homes. Get rid of it. You're doing that without a cause. Get rid of it because God is watching you, and everything you do is going. You have to pay for. If your name, if your good don't all outweigh your bad, honey, you're going to be sad, so sad. I love the Lord. I want to thank you, Sister Bernard, for calling me and asking me to participate today and fellowship with the people of God. God love all of us. We need to love one another as the Lord has loved us, and we need to pray one for the other. If we can all, everybody have problems, but when we pray, God will lift it up. God will rise and bring us up higher, and we need to keep going in the name of Jesus. So God bless you. At this time, I'm going to turn it back into your hand, and may God truly bless each one that listen today. God bless you.
Amen, amen. Wonderful, Mother. That was a timely message. I tell you, and I know one thing. I just talked to Mother for the first time in about 3 or 4 months, huh, Mother?
Right.
Hallelujah. You was on the money. Hey, the Holy Ghost has spoken today. So all I can say, we're inexcusable, oh man, whosoever. Ye
Amen.
May be kept the word, Mother. That was a word. It was also a word for us to, sometimes we have to shine the mirror and let the mirror reflect up on us. You know, the Bible says,
yes.
You know, you want to get the mote out of somebody else's eye, and you have a beam in yours.
Amen.
Work yourselves, people. We're talking about healing. This is a heavy subject this week. This may have to carry on to next week and next, because we all have something that we're dealing with. We haven't made it yet. As Mother said, we're striving. Every day we're trying to perfect something. We're not perfect. When you're striving, that means you're steadily moving. You're working on an area. You're striving. We're not perfect, but we have to strive to get there. So that's why we have to take off and put on. This is a daily walk. Some people say, oh, it's tomorrow. They backslid. No, they just didn't wake up one day and decided they were going to backslide. No, it was a progression of things. You know, you start slacking off. I had a relative of mine was very successful there in Los Angeles and, you know, had two successful businesses and what have you. And, you know, I ain't going to go into all of that. But anyway, you know, when you find time to put your business and everything that you're doing for your livelihood, and then God is placed on a shelf, you know, hey, my business, I'm an entrepreneur. I'm putting everything into my business. You know, I'm going to be at my business round the clock. And then you start slacking off. You start slacking off attending Bible class. You start slacking off going to church. You start slacking off coming to pray anymore. You know, we find all the things that we have to do. And when you look, you find yourself right back out there. Because you know what? While you slacking off taking care of the things you need to take care of to build up your spiritual man, you are fulfilling our fleshly desire, and then got so caught up into business and what have you. And when you look, they were out there, and they didn't wonder, and I didn't wonder. I seen it coming. Amen. It was coming. Amen. Because once you decide to put your agenda above God's agenda, then that creates issues. And that's what we're talking about today. That creates issue. And when you look, they were out there. They were out there so bad that they start doing drugs. So, you know, it is so vital
It is vital that we stay connected, that we stay in the vine, because if we don't stay in the vine, people of God, I tell you, it don't take but a light wind, not a strong wind. It can take a light wind, Mother, and when you look, we back out there.
Yes.
We back out there. So that's why the Bible tells us, God said, have no other gods before me. When we begin to allow our jobs, our children, our wives, our husbands, our leisure activity to take precedent over what God order is, guess what? We're already putting ourselves at a disadvantage. Amen. We're putting ourselves at a disadvantage. Now, look at this. Look at this. Now, this popping up on the internet. Now, I didn't click on none of this junk, but that's all right. Mother, you have spoke the word today, and I tell you, we are inexcusable, oh, man, whomsoever we may be. We have quite a few callers on the line today. Again, we want to thank Mother for making the sacrifice at the last minute to come on and share the word of God with us. Mother is 80 years old, so she's not a novice. Hallelujah. She's not ignorant of the devil's devices. She has children, grown children, grandchildren, and what have you, and she has saw some things. She didn't share all what she's been through with our listening audience, but she has had some grave experience. She has had some issues in her life that would have the normal person out. Amen. But because she loved the Lord, God has sustained her life and have allowed her to still be in the land of the living where she can mentor and she can encourage and she can inspire and empower us. Amen, to know that if we hold on to God, we can accomplish anything. Amen. We're going to go right on now on the switchboard today. I see Mother Charity, amen, another mother, amen, that's on our line, come so faithfully. We love Mother Charity. Amen. We're going to open up the lines for any questions or any comments you all may have. God bless you, Mother Charity.
Yeah, praise the Lord. Glory to God. We just thank the Lord, amen, for Mother today. Amen. I wouldn't have never guessed she was that much in age. Hallelujah. She don't even sound like it. I'm telling you, God can keep us. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, I just praise the Lord. Amen. For her words of wisdom today. Hallelujah. I don't have a whole lot to say because right now we've been really having these bad weather. Right now we in a storm going on right now as we speak. Yeah, right. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. So y'all just pray for us. Amen. We're very much encouraged today. Glory to God. And y'all pray for us in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen, Mother. Thank you. Storm in here in New Orleans also. The rain is just, in a matter of minutes, I had my car windows down. And then I heard all this rain. I said, well, I didn't even know it was raining. And boom, it was in a split second. So it's storming out here, too.
Yes.
We thank God for the airways being clear. Amen. Amen.
Yes.
So God bless you, Mother Charity. Sister T, and then Prophetess Gambrell, and then Prophetess Darlene, and then Pastor Beatrice in that order. Amen. Sister T, God bless. All right, Prophetess Gambrell, God bless you. Amen, Prophetess Gambrell. Well, moving on, Prophetess Darlene, God bless you. Then Pastor Beatrice.
God bless you. Good afternoon. God bless everyone. Truly, I thank God for another time just to hear the word. I give him honor on this afternoon. I thank God, give you honor, Evangelist Bernard. I just thank God for the mother on today speaking wisdom and knowledge and understanding to us. I just thank God for her words to know that it was definitely the Lord speaking to her. So I just want to thank you for taking time to come by and speak to me. God bless you.
Amen, amen. God bless you. Pastor Beatrice, God bless.
Pastor, tell me your name.
Pastor Beatrice or Sister T.
Okay. Praise the Lord.
Praise him.
Oh, hallelujah. I'm sorry, I was on mute. Praise the Lord. I really enjoyed our mother today. She really hit on some points. I really appreciate that because we all need healing. We need healing in one area or another. And I just thank God for those words of wisdom from that matriarch, that grandmother. I remember her on the other line. I just thank God for what he's doing for her. You know, forgive me for being a little distraction, you know, from Costco trying to handle some business to go feed the homeless today. But I just thank God for what he's doing. He's just joining his people together, and I just love you all, Mother. I just appreciate it. It was a blessing to even hear your voice again. I remember all the teaching you have given us before. So just continue to pray my strength in the Lord, Father, that I'm going to be the daughter that he called me to be. And I love you all. And I'm going to talk to my phone because her phone is dying. Well, here you go. Thank you.
God bless everyone, to the clergy, evangelist, agents, nuns, and to the mother that spoke. It was an awesome word. I love how she talked about the issues that David had, how God healed him of his issues. And she said that, letting us know that there's not an issue that God can heal you from. And if you line up with God, God will bless your life. Testimony. She shared about a car, walking in faith, and she just shared a little bit of everything, the wisdom that she have, letting you know there's not nothing that God won't do for you if you live right for God. So, that just really, really blessed me how she expounded on David. That really got to me, and about all of us have issues, including, you know, pastors. We all have our different little issues, leaders, but there's not an issue that God can't heal. And I love her for how she said, if we allow God to heal them issues, there's not nothing that God won't withhold from his children. So that was a powerful testimony about a car, because actually, I'm looking for a car myself. So all that did was bless me even the more, because I've been going to the car a lot, saying the same thing. I know I've been living right before you guys and walking up right, and I use my car for the ministry. It's broken down now. It's just time for another one. So I just want to tell her thank you for her words of wisdom. I mean, it's awesome, and it was just a blessing to me. Thank you so much for your words of wisdom.
Amen, amen. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. We're going to Minister Aaron Singleton. God bless you, Aaron.
Praise the Lord.
Praise him.
Praise the Lord. I had a feeling you were going to give me. Praise the Lord. How you doing, Mother? You taught a nice Bible class. That was powerful. I got the word out of it. I was sitting up here, and you know what took me so long getting on the line, cousin, Agent Bernard, I was looking for something on my phone, and you know the Lord had allowed me to stumble up on your broadcast, and I heard you for the first time speaking on that broadcast on my walking mirror. And it's a part two. Yeah, God stumbled me up on it listening to it. Messed me up. No. And it made me start crying at myself, listening to myself teaching for the first time. Never heard myself. But it was only, I was teaching by walking miracle. We are walking miracle on that line. I didn't know that God was going to set me up like that. That's what took me so long. People was calling me. You text me. I couldn't get on because I kept listening to it over and over. I couldn't believe it. But Mother was saying today was so powerful. Yeah, she don't sound 80. She sound like she's around and still in her 60s. Sound very strong and powerful.
Yeah,
and anointed
right.
By God. God is bringing the old generation to come out to get us
all
young
right.
people in line. Get us ready for what God wants us to do. See, what it is, the old generation is getting us lined up for the soldiers in the army of the Lord. That's why God allowed you to be here for a reason. He have the old ones to be here for a reason. A lot of them dying and gone on, but they're still here. The ones that's here, that's the strong vessel for the Lord Jesus Christ, preaching the gospel, teaching the gospel. What the other ones was trying to do, but really trying to do it in a different way. But God is using her in a time like this. And I got what she said, because back 2-3 years ago, God had me to do some things that before he was going to bless, he would give you a vision. And he gave me a vision. I started going on these car lots. Looking for cars, all kind of cars to bless folks. And I didn't know why God was doing it. I was doing it 7 times like he told me to do. But it didn't come to pass at that time. But God still, what she was talking about, it kind of encouraged my spirit because I was like, oh, my God, she's telling the truth. Because without faith, it's impossible to please God. Without faith, what's the noun faith? It's a substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. You can't see it, but you do see it. But you got to walk in it and trust God. Anything with God said it's going to happen, it's going to come to pass. Just like you going came on faith on your line. This is God. And you walked in faith. Not just that, you walked in faith, walking down there where you at in, like the guy was a Democrat, but he was teaching about that. Walkers. When you walk, really you walk in faith going home. And then God is opening doors for you. So you're not done walking. But the thing is, what Mother was saying, it was powerful. Because we have to get right before we do right. How you going to get right if you ain't right? Ain't no such thing of that. But what she was teaching about was powerful, and I got something out of it, and I know I'm on the right track what God wants me to do. Now I have to win my race. I got to win my race against the devil.
Running
the devil.
Race
He's
and
easy.
Winning. All right, I like that.
I'm going to win it and get my trophy. I'm going to get my trophy. I'm finna get
all
my
right,
trophy
Eric.
And smile and sit back and thank God for it. And I love y'all.
Amen. God bless you. All right, thank Minister you. Democrat, amen. Then we're going to a Sky caller. Can't see
amen.
Your number. We'll go to you next. God bless you, man of God's back.
He's amen, amen. Praise him, praise him. Amen. I saw Oakland, California was in the building. Amen.
Oakland is in the house.
Amen. Mother, amen of God, amen of God. Ain't got no weak folk in Oakland. Ah, hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. She preached that thing. Amen. That's why the Bible said, amen. I call, amen, the mothers, amen, because they wise. Amen. They know the way. Amen. I've enjoyed those testimonies, woman of God, amen of God. Healing for our issues. That's good news. Amen, amen. Whatever issues you got, amen, God, the woman let us know there's healing. Amen, amen, there's faith, amen. So I'm encouraged, amen, God. God bless you. Amen. We pray, amen, for that weather that's going on out there, all crazy and whatnot. But, amen, there's healing for that, too. Amen, amen. So God bless y'all, people of God. Amen, there's healing for our issues. I'm encouraged about that, Mother. God bless you. Hallelujah.
God bless you.
All right. God bless you. We got to go to a Skype caller. Your line is open. I can't see your number. Can you greet us? If you'd like to have a comment and tell us who you are, your line is open. If not, we're going to go back to Poppy's Gambrel. And then we're going to go to Sister Dawn and see if she's able to say anything. Sister Dawn, Poppy's Gambrel. Okay.
Can you hear me?
All right. Yes, ma'am, I can hear you.
I'd like to thank you for the
okay, I can't hear you.
Can you hear me, ma'am? It's something going on with my phone. I apologize to everybody.
Okay, something going on with your phone. We can't hear you. Bad connection. Okay. Amen, amen. Dawn, is that your line? With all that noise? Oh, Jesus. All right. We have another call out of 720-9249. Can you greet us?
Lord.
Praise the Lord. Who am I speaking with?
Sister Rosie in Denver.
Sister Rosie
Tillman. In Denver.
Oh, this is Minister Tillman. God bless you. You threw me off with another number.
Yes.
How you doing, woman of God?
Yes. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. This is Minister Rose Tillman. Amen. One of our dear sisters in Christ Jesus, all the way from Denver, Colorado. God bless you.
God bless you, too. It's been a while, but thank God I couldn't get on earlier. But the telephone was giving me some problems. So I thank God. Mother, I know she had good words. Amen. Words of wisdom for us. Amen. We have issues.
Yes.
Oh, who is in control? Amen.
Come on, Minister Tillman.
Amen. And is able to bring us through. bring us out, whatever the issues are. Amen. Thank God.
Glory
to
God.
Holding on. Amen. Keeping us gifted. Encouraged. Thank God for you, evangelist.
Thank you.
Keep me gifted on the prayer list. Amen.
Yes, ma'am. We keep you in our hearts, Minister Tillman. And when you have availability, we want you. Y'all talking about a preacher. A preacher, anointed preacher. This is one, Minister Rose Tillman from Highway and Hedges Ministry there in Colorado. So we thank God for you, Minister Tillman. When you have some time, please come and minister for us. It's so good to hear your voice.
All right. God bless you.
All right. God bless you, too. Sister Donna, God bless you.
God bless you, woman of God. Hi, God bless you, woman of God, and all the leaders, woman of God on the line. I got on a little late, so I'm going to have to go back and hear the playback.
You got to get this good one.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go back and listen, but I'm glad to be on the line, though. So I know I'll get a good treat. I'm listening to all the comments, so I know it's going to be an awesome feast.
All right. Amen. Well, we thank God for each and every one of you all. We're going to go back and see if Prophetess Vanessa can speak. If not, we'll go back. Prophetess Vanessa?
Amen. Can you hear me now?
Yes, ma'am. Clear now.
Okay.
God
thank
bless
God.
You, Sister Don.
God bless you, too. As I said, thank Mother for that awesome word that she has spoken on today. And as she was speaking, I heard God said, live the lifestyle that we are talking about. And in this day and time, it's just simple as walk what you're talking, walk the walk. That
all
you're
right.
Talking. Amen.
Amen, amen. Well, we bless you. We thank God for you. Amen. And before we go back to Mother, amen, we're just going to, again, give out some announcements, Sister Ruby. Amen. Sister Ruby, are you able to talk? Amen. I don't hear Sister Ruby, but she's helping me out with the switchboard today. I had to make a little run while Mother was speaking. But anyway, we thank God for what our ears have heard on today. By way of announcements, again, we want you to save the dates for our citywide crusade. We'll be here in the city of New Orleans along with our ministry launch here in New Orleans. And I'm just so excited. Amen. Got some good news from my Uncle Alfred. It's coming out. And some of the saints there at Greater Bethlehem Jackson, Mississippi. Then I got another call from Apostle Hill, and he's bringing some people down with him. So I'm telling you, set those dates aside and come and meet us. It'll be a little bit cooler in September, okay, so it won't be as humid and hot. So you all have to come on down here to New Orleans and celebrate what God is doing in this venue. I tell you, God is a great God. I'm excited every day that I get an opportunity to still be able to be in the land of the living and do what God has assigned for me in this hour. So set those dates aside, September the 4th, 5th, and 6th. It's Thursday, Friday, and a half a day Saturday. And we're going to have some powerful men and women of God in the house. Minister Aaron Singleton is coming down, and some of my family out of the Lansing area. I'm excited. Oh, Lord, I'm excited. Amen. And Friday is going to be Family, Friends, and Neighbors Day. Amen. So I'm looking for all of my family members to just pack us on out. And I'm looking for God to save some souls. Get on, Shia. Hallelujah. And that's what this crusade is about. It's about souls. Amen. We're not coming to see who can preach and who have the word and who can teach and, you know, what kind of car they drive. We're not coming for that. We're coming for some souls to come into the kingdom, because the Bible says there is a harvest of souls out here. Amen. And we have to be the one to go to where the souls are. They won't come to us. We got to go get them.
Amen. So we just thank God for what he's doing. Also, as a reminder, this coming Friday is the deadline for the registration for those that are asked to sponsor a young lady or a young male to attend this father-daughter talk conference that will be held also in New Orleans. And the host for that conference is Pastor R.C. Blakes here in New Orleans. And that those dates are June 19th and the 20th. So Friday is the deadline. If we can have your $45 seed in, and I tell you, I'm going to have a chart or a banner made where I'll have the name of every sponsor, and also I'm going to have who they're sponsoring to attend this conference. So if Minister Democrat's name is on the list, then I'm going to have the lady and the young man that he is sponsoring to attend this conference. So you can see that your money is being used to help pour into a young woman or a young man's life and give them some values and let them know that we love them and they don't have to succumb to the beggar elements out in the world, but that they can give their life to the Lord and they can live holy in Christ Jesus. So we're trying to make a difference in this city. And not only in this city, we're trying to make a difference in this nation. Amen. So, Mother, you hadn't heard, my sister got some good news about my sister. So we're looking for any day my sister to call and say, I'm at Oakland Airport, headed home.
Oh, thank God.
Jesus, 21 years.
Amen.
God. So you can't tell me serving God won't pay off.
Amen.
You can't tell me. Somebody may be saying, oh, 21 years, how she did it. Well, I can tell you how she did it. She had God on her side. Amen. She had some praying women and some praying men interceding for her. Because the Bible tells me that the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous,
amen,
it avails much. And every year I've been praying for my sister. And every year I have told her, this is your year. Well, I haven't changed my testimony. This is her year. Hallelujah. So I'm just thanking God for what he's doing, Mother. God is a God that's always on time. Even though we get hurried, even though we get impatient sometimes, if you wait on him, you will be able to see every promise that he promised you. It will be manifested. We're giving God glory. We thanking him for this topic today, healing for our issues. Amen. I tell you, even this last Saturday, some of you all haven't been on the line, and Minister Democrat wasn't on the line, but I was blessed Saturday. My mother and my brother attended the miracle service, the Saturday miracle service with me, and that just, oh, God, you just don't know, that put me on another plateau. Amen. So I know somebody says, is there anything too hard for God? Well, that's the question they would ask about my brother. Andrew went to church? Yes, ma'am, because guess what? Yes, sir, God can do anything. I've been praying for Andrew. Hallelujah. And the prayers, hey, you know, sometimes somebody else's prayers is helping your children stay out of trouble. Sometimes somebody else's prayers is going before you. Amen. When the enemy would come in like a flood, somebody else's prayers is causing that enemy to back on up. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we thank God for what our ears have heard today. Again, we thank God for Mother Richard all the way out of Oakland, California. I tell you, she's one of my mothers, one of my spiritual mothers, and I just love Mother Richard. She's just been a sweetheart and a jewel to the kingdom. Amen. So we're going back to Mother Richard, and we're going to ask her to pray. Remember to keep the family that the young lady committed suicide. Keep that family. The name was, I done forgot the name. It started with a P. But just remember that family in your prayers, that the Lord would give them strength. Amen. And he would comfort them in their hour of bereavement. Amen.
Yeah.
Continue to pray for our co-host, Sister Ruby Larry, and pray for each other. We all need prayer, people of God. Remember Mother Charity line if you're up at 6 in the morning Eastern time, 6 to 7. She has a prayer line that she's on Monday through Saturday, and Prophetess Darlene is on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays. Amen. And also we're on Saturday morning with our host, Minister Billy Burns, and also Sunday morning, we're on for 30 minutes of early Sunday morning prayer. So, Aaron, I do want to say to you that we want to just thank God for Minister Democrat, because he's the one that downloads these messages on YouTube, where you can send somebody to our YouTube channel, and every message that you have preached or taught, any lesson that you teach on this radio broadcast, you can go to YouTube and see those messages, and you can direct your family and your friends to go and hear those messages also. Amen. And by way of archives, you can listen on our website at www.newdestinyministries.com, or you can listen on Blog Talk Radio live. Amen. These messages are blessing people all over the nation. As we look at the stat sheets today, over 71,453 listeners. So you know what? I'm encouraged, because I know somebody's hearing the word, Mother. Hallelujah. Yes. I'm encouraged today. Amen. So God bless you, Mother Richards. We're going to go back to you and let you have the final remarks and close us out with a word of prayer. We're getting off a little early today, but Mother and Prince today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I have my brother. Let me tell y'all, my brother Andrew is here listening to these messages every day. So I want you all to pray for him.
Amen.
Pray for him that God would turn his life around. Because I know one thing, you can't hear this word and it doesn't affect you. You
That's
can't
right.
get this word downloaded into your spirit every day and there's no changes. So would you like to have a word, Andrew, to the people?
How you doing? God bless you, all the happily Mother Day and all that.
All right.
Hello?
Yeah,
yes,
yeah,
amen.
Amen.
Well, we didn't say nothing.
Oh, hallelujah. Did y'all hear that? Don't tell me what God won't do. Amen. So we thank God for Andrew listening to the broadcast on today. God bless him. Back to you, Mother.
Amen, and God bless each and every one. I've enjoyed everyone's comments. I want to thank God for his people everywhere. God's people are precious to him, and we have to treat them as they are precious. That's the way God wants us to treat one another, as we all are precious. We all sisters and brothers. No matter where we come from, where we're trying to go, we are still trying to go to the same identical place, and that's to see Jesus. So we need to treat each other right, because when we get there, there's going to be no confusion. Won't be any no issues or nothing there. So we want the Lord to continue to bless us, and I just want to say thank each and every one of you for your listening ears today, and may God continue to bless you. We praise God for his goodness. His word is true. God's word is true. Start with me, God, because I want the word. I love it. Can't be too tight. I want it, because the tighter it is, the better it helped me. And I thank God. And, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your words today. We thank you for allowing us to hear and to speak your words, because we know your words do not go out void and return except they accomplish what they went out for. So we thank you for loving us enough to let us see this day and be glad in it. And thank you for your healing virtue. And God bless your people everywhere. In the name of Jesus, stir their minds. Keep their minds stayed on you so they'll be in perfect peace. Keep them looking to you for what's coming, all their help. And God bless the sick. Touch their bodies. In the name of Jesus, and those that are trying to come to you, help them to give them strength to continue to move on until they can touch your outstretched hand. God, I know you're able to do it, and you love them enough to do it for them. Help them, oh God. And bless Sister Bernard wherever she go. bless her services, bless, give her words of wisdom, and God, let her speak the words that you give her. Bless the services every time. Be there with her. Be there for her. Walk with her. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, because I know you love her and you're opening up doors for her. Give her strength in her body. Keep her. Give her good health and strength. Bless her, supply all her needs in the name of Jesus. And bless the broadcast in the name of Jesus, because, God, we all belong to you, and this is your service. These are your words, and we want you to be satisfied with what we say. And we, when we offer up our sacrifices, we want you to accept them in the name of Jesus. We praise you and give you the glory. And we thank you for everything you've done today in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you all. Amen. Have a beautiful day. We're going to close out with You Don't Know My Story by John P. Key. Amen.
Some people have seen where God has brought you from. Really understand it. They don't know your story.
You don't know my story.
You don't know
the things.
You don't know the things that I've come through.
You cannot imagine.
Cannot imagine.
Pain, the trials.
The pain, the trials I've had.
You don't know.
You don't know my story.
At my lowest.
You cannot imagine.
You cannot imagine. The strongholds and the walls that
you can. But God has been faithful.
God has been faithful to me.
Oh, how wondrous.
Oh, how wondrous.
God is my story.
this. Come on, can we take it up?
I'm delivered.
I'm delivered.
He is my story.
Yes,
I'm just a figure of God. I'm homeless.
You don't know.
Have a great day. See you tomorrow.